Good morning, Galatians 6:14, please. Galatians 6:14. This morning, I'm going to preach about the cross and talk about in the shadow of the cross. To answer the question in that song, yes, I was there, and so were you, because Jesus died on the cross for us. He took our place on the cross. Now, in Christianity, the cross is everything. You see the symbol of the cross in our baptistry. Some people wear necklaces with the cross. And so it is the symbol of Christianity. Every major religion has some symbol. A lot of philosophies and governments have symbols that they go by. But the symbol of Christianity has long been the cross. And the reason being is the cross is everything. The cross of Jesus Christ is the key to everything that we do, say, and are. So this morning we're going to talk about the cross. Today is Palm Sunday. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus entered Jerusalem the last time on Palm Sunday. His entrance was celebrated. They rejoiced. But on Friday, they crucified him. They nailed him to a tree. So what Palm Sunday does is to begin the last week in the life of Jesus here on this earth. And we talk about that, and we next week we'll celebrate Easter Sunday as being Resurrection Sunday. But today, what I want to do is focus in on the cross. Now, as believers, we should live joyfully, and we should live willingly under the shadow of the cross. When the Second War ended, ever since the atomic bomb was dropped on Japan, the United States of America has lived under the shadow of using the atomic bomb. And it's something that we will never get out from under. But there were reasons for doing that. Now, what shadow are you living under? Some people live under the shadow of money. Some people live under the shadow of fearing the loss of a job. Some people live under the shadow of illness or something like that. Others may live under the shadow of mistakes in the past. What shadow are you living under? The shadow that we all should live under is the shadow of the cross of Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul speaks of that in Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. So we live under this shadow. And so this morning what I want to do is talk about how we can live under the shadow of the cross of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was born, he was born under the shadow of the cross. When Jesus would get up of a morning, he got up and lived the day under the shadow of the cross. When he went to bed at night, he lived under the shadow of the cross. On the first occasion when Jesus was giving instruction to his disciples, in Mark 8:31, he told them that he must go to the cross, he must die. 3 days later, he would rise again. In Luke 9:22, again on this occasion, Jesus is teaching his disciples, and this is early on in his ministry, and he is teaching them why he came to this earth. I came to die on the cross. So Jesus knew what that shadow was that he lived under. He knew why he came. He knew what was ahead of him. The die had been cast. He knew that one day he would die on the cross. And so as I said, we need to live under the shadow of the cross of Jesus Christ. Because that is the key to everything. That is the key to your living. That is the key to my living, is to find our place under the shadow of the cross. So this morning, what does it mean to say that I'm going to live my life just like Paul did under the shadow of the cross? Paul said that he would not boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how do we get to that place of living under the shadow of the cross, and what does it mean for us today? First of all, it means this. It means that I will live a life of praise. I will praise Him because of the cross. Now, what makes the cross so special? The Persians invented crucifixion. The Romans picked up crucifixion from the Persians, and they used it as an instrument of execution. Today, when anyone is executed in our society, it is not done in a public way. Then, when people were crucified on the cross, it was done in a public way. The Romans really used the cross as an instrument of execution. They really didn't think one way or the other about it. To the Jews, it was the same as a public hanging, so they looked at it in disregard. And the Greeks of that day, they thought the whole thing was foolish, even to talk about the cross. So when we say that we're going to boast in this instrument that was used for execution, what is so special about the cross? What is special about the cross is who was hanging on that cross. And because of who was hanging on that cross, we need to live a life of praise. To praise Him for taking our place. As the Bible says, He bore in His own body our sins. When He died on that cross, according to Isaiah 53, He died there as a suffering servant. He died there numbered among the transgressors, even though He knew no sin. That is the darling of heaven. That is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came and gave Himself for our sins to die on that cross. This morning we all are Barabbas, if you remember in the story of crucifixion. Barabbas was the one who was to be crucified, but yet Jesus Christ was the one who was chosen. Jesus Christ is the one who went. He was the substitute that day for Barabbas, but not only for Barabbas, He was the substitute for all of us. And so we should praise Him because of what He did for us on the cross. Because of what He did on the cross, we can have salvation. Because of what He did on the cross, we can have forgiveness of sin. And Paul said, I'm going to boast in that. Paul had a lot of things he could boast in. He could boast of his education. He could boast of his tradition. He could boast of his religion. He could boast of all his accomplishments. Here's a man who has given us 13 books that we have in the New Testament. He penned those books that we have. He was a scholar. He had a lot that he could boast in. But you know what he said? I'm going to boast in the cross. Why? Because the cross is the key. The cross is our connection to God. It is the cross where we find our relationship with Him, where we find the forgiveness of sin, where we find a new life. It is the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul said, if I'm going to boast in anything, I'm going to boast in the cross. But what's so weird about that, though? And the day when he spoke those words, think about what I've said about the cross. And what the cross represented in that day was something far different than the way that we look at the cross today. But that's what Paul is saying. Paul is saying, there's my life. Paul is saying, the cross is my hope. The cross is what changed my life. Number two, to live in the shadow of the cross also means this, that I'm going to live a life a purpose. The Bible tells us in Acts 2:23 that God had a purpose for Jesus' coming. Acts 2:23, if you look at it on the screen or in the Bible, he being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. You have taken by lawless hands and have crucified and put to death. God had a purpose in the cross. It was the plan of God before the foundation of the world. It was no accident. Jesus did not die as a martyr. They did not take his life from him. As he said, I lay my life down. God the Father had a purpose in the cross. The cross represents our redemption. It represents our salvation. It represents Jesus doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. The cross represents to us the mercy of God. In other words, He took what we deserve. That's God's mercy. It represents the justice of God. God was satisfied. The penalty for sin had to be paid for. Jesus Christ satisfied the payment for our sin on the cross. It is the grace of God that we see at the cross. That is God's purpose, giving us this free gift, giving us the gift that we do not deserve, but Jesus died on the cross for us. When you think about love, and you think about the sacrifice of love, and you think about the giving of love, and you think about John 3:16, where the Bible tells us that God so loved, then look at the cross. There was a purpose in the cross. For me to live in the shadow of the cross means that I'm going to live a life of purpose. We have here is our mission statement that to live a life of purpose simply means this. It means that we're going to make a commitment to live out the great commandment and be committed to the great commission. And those two things would be a good purpose for your life. And I've tried to make it the purpose of my life. To live under the shadow of the cross is to live under those purposes. The purpose of the great commandment. To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. To love Him with all your heart. That is a purpose in life. In living under the shadow of the cross. To live under the shadow of the cross also means this, that my purpose, just like God had a purpose in the cross, my purpose today in living in the shadow of the cross is not only to be committed to that great commandment, but also to be committed to the great commission and taking the gospel of Jesus Christ into all the world. That is what the world needs. The world needs the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we live out that purpose in that. John 4:10 tells us what love is all about. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to die on the cross for us. Do you understand what the cross does for us? Do you understand that it shows us how much God really loved us? One of the things that brought me to the Lord in my life was this thought right here. I could not really understand how He could love me like He did. To die on the cross for me, and that really motivated me to come to Him, to believe in Him. And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that He loved us so much that He died on the cross for us. That's His purpose. Romans 5:8. The Bible tells us that God demonstrated His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the purpose of the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:15 tells us that He died for all, whosoever will. That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So what does the Bible say our purpose is? Not to live for ourselves, but to live for something that is greater. To live for a purpose that is greater. To live for eternal values and truth found in the Bible, but to live for Him. That's what it means to live under the shadow of the cross. Number three, it means this, that I will live a life of power. Paul understood that the life that he lived, that the power that he needed came from the cross. Listen to it. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom? See, here's the power. By whom the world has been crucified to me. And I to the world. The world's evil system. The world's evil system, Paul said, is dead to me. Now, this is not the physical world. It's not humanity. But he's talking about the evil system of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, those things. The philosophies of the world, the ethics of the world. Paul said, I am dead to that because my power is found in the cross of Jesus Christ. I want you to focus on three things right here. Let me give these to you. The next time that we're tempted with temptation, the next time we're tempted to sin and get off track, let's focus on these three things. Number one, who is on that cross? Number two, why is he on that cross? And number three, what the cross has done for me. When I face temptation, that's something that I focus on. I think about the power of the cross. I think about who was on that cross, why he was on that cross. What he did for me on that cross was to change me on the inside. See, Paul here is talking to people who are only concerned about the outside. They were called Judaizers. They were concerned about tradition and religion and keeping the law and all those type things. But Paul said, you've got it wrong. He said, the power is not on the outside, but the power comes from within. The power is the person of Jesus Christ. It is His power that lives in us, whereby we can say that the world has been crucified to me. Where is the power to overcome temptation? You see, the power is seen here. The cross can both kill and it can give life. Think about it this way. When we focus on these three statements that I've made, it kills the joy of sin. It kills the thrill of temptation. The cross kills the pleasure that of wrongdoing, but it gives power to live a godly life, a righteous life, in the shadow of the cross. So it can kill, but it can give life. And so Paul says that the world has been crucified to me. Number four, it means that I will live a life of passion. If you want to know what the passion of God the Father is, look at the cross. The cross is the passion of everything that Jesus was about. It was the cross. Passion can be defined in different ways, but I ran across this definition of passion, and it says this: passion is a compelling emotion and desire that drives everything that you do. In other words, the cross becomes everything to us. And the reason that we live in the shadow of the cross is because it's everything to us. That is where our passion is. That's where our energy comes from. That's our goal. That's our passion in life. And all of that. That is the passion of the cross, because that is where God's passion is seen, in the shadow of the cross. Now, let me bring this conclusion. The question this morning would be this: are you living in the shadow of the cross? Are you living a life of praise? Are you living a life of purpose? Are you living a life of power? Are you living a life of passion? That's what it means to live in the shadow of the cross. He laid down His life willingly for us. You know, when Paul said that he was crucified, you know, to the world by the cross of Christ, I want you to understand it this way. Crucifixion is something that you cannot do to yourself. Do you understand that? Do you understand what Paul's saying here? You can't nail yourself to a cross. The only thing you can do is surrender. The only thing we can do, just like Jesus says, I give my life. They don't take it from me. But we give our life. What are you giving your life to? What are you living for? What shadow are you living under? As I said in the beginning, as believers, we need to live willingly and joyfully under the shadow of the cross. See, another way to say it would be this. When you think about the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, then what He calls us to do, how does that compare to His sacrifice? There's no sacrifice that we can make that would equal the sacrifice that He made. Therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to take up our cross, we're going to follow Him and live under the shadow of the cross. Where are you living today? You see, what brings you in connection with God is the cross. You cannot bypass the cross and have a connection with God. There's no way. There's no way that you can get to heaven and say no to the cross. The only way is through the cross. And when Jesus died there, He died there for your sin and my sin. What it means to have forgiveness is to come to that place in our life where we realize that He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. That He took our place on the cross and He died there for our substitute. And if we put faith and trust in Him, then we are saved. Do you need to make that connection today? Do you need to come to Jesus today and be saved? That's your connection. The connection is the cross. Jesus said it this way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And it's something that you've got to make a personal commitment to. Are you ready to make that commitment? And then as believers, like I said, let's live under the shadow of the cross. To live a life of praise, to live a life of purpose, to live a life of power, and to live a life of passion. Let's stand together for our prayer. Father, we thank You for the cross. As the Apostle Paul said many years ago, we don't have anything to boast in. It's not our good works. It's not our effort. It's not our religion. It's not all those things. Because we can never be good enough to make it to heaven on our own. But we do boast today in the cross. Because the cross did for each and every one of us what we could not do for ourselves. Father, I pray for those who need to make that connection this morning. For those who need to be saved, for those who need to step forward today and say, yes, I want to be saved. I want to make that connection with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I believe today, and I want Him to forgive me my sin. I pray for those who need to come and make that commitment. And then, Father, as believers today, help us to make the commitment to live under the shadow of the cross, to live a life of praise. And I know some days that's not easy. Some weeks that's not easy, but Lord, we just praise You today. When we think about all that life brings our way, all we have to do is look at the cross and offer praise to You for what You've done for us. Lord, I pray today that You'd help us to focus in on the purpose that You have for us. And God, I pray today that we'd understand that the power to overcome temptation, the power to live the Christian life, is not our own power. It's not in our own effort, but it's through the power of the Spirit of God. And then, Lord, help us to have a passion. Help us to be passionate about living for You and doing what You've called us to do. In Your name we pray. Amen.